This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So no Dan Lanning today. Travel. Today in the Big Ten, I saw Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports. I enjoy his work. And I was reading his Big Ten article here yesterday, I think it was. And he had a couple good points in there. One was with Bo Prabula playing so well at Missouri.
Yeah, he's the
looks good.
He was the backup to Drew Aller last year, and there was some talk when Aller had some struggles earlier that he might be a guy that they turned to, but obviously Aller never gave up those reins.
And Aller came on at the end of the year. Aller's very good.
Yes.
But he brought up the point, did Penn State get rid of the wrong guy?
Well, Prabula was going to be the starter, and then Aller decided to come back, and that wasn't necessarily anticipated. So they thought they were just going to go from Aller to Prabula, and it never happened, and they had
to change. I just mean, if Aller comes back, he's your guy.
He's your guy, yeah.
But is Prabula better? He looks pretty good. Now, it's a different offense.
Sure.
And, Missouri, Drinkwitz, that donkey at Missouri, he puts together some good teams,
does
good
a nice
offenses
job.
But I don't know, it's an interesting point.
We'll see what happens. Aller is one of those guys that has been talked about, and he's been at Penn State forever, and you know me, I've been very critical of the Drew Aller experiment for many, many years. And to be fair, at the end of the year, Drew Aller was playing his best ball. Problem is, in the first 2 weeks for Penn State, and this is why I'm a big believer of Oregon, look, they won 46-11 and 34-0 against Florida International. But I'm telling you, if you watch those games, the Penn State offense is not rolling on all cylinders. And
it ever?
No, it's spinning their wheels. So they got Villanova, and then there's a bye, and then in comes Oregon. So Drew Aller is...
Oh, they have a bye before
they
Oregon?
They got a bye before Oregon.
That's why that spreads like that.
Well, so does Oregon, too. They play Oregon State.
Oh, well, no. They're playing. Come on.
But I mean, it's a scrimmage,
everybody's
right?
It's
a scrimmage.
Piling on the Beavers now.
They suck.
Well, I know.
Look at Buckley off the top rope. Well, they suck.
Let's call a spade a spade here.
But, the Aller thing is interesting that, Penn State was the Big Ten favorite, right? They were the higher-ranked team. And one of the top three odds to win the national title. And they went out and got him some help. All the guys basically came back. This is the year. If Penn State's going to do it, Oregon was breaking in a bunch of new guys. Ohio State's entire front seven on their defense is new. New quarterback, both new running backs. I mean, this is Penn State's year. And if Drew Aller can't get it done, then yes. Drew Aller, whether it's his fault or not, he is going to take a big old brunt of, I've been hearing about this crap for 3+ years, and you've yet to deliver. This will be a big one for Drew Aller.
I don't know. I feel like Penn State's the same every year.
Is he a little Quinn Ewers-y?
I think there may be some element to that. Well, he just came in with such hype, and when we hear a name and we see him, we just assume that it's good. But when you watch both of those guys play, I've never been overly impressed. And Aller looks the part. He's this big physical guy with this big arm. And yet I just look at it, and I always want more.
I was impressed with him in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah, they played better.
But they lost. Yeah. See, is there a team outside of Penn State that you have less faith in that they can win the big game?
They certainly have that. They certainly have that label. and it's fair. And I guess I would say about Penn State is I don't think Penn State has ever been as talented as those other teams that actually do it. I think Penn State's always that borderline. Do they have the five-star kids? Do they have the big engine to go against those guys? Because it's not Ohio State, it's not Alabama, it's not LSU. So is an element of we crap on Penn State because they can't get over the hump, or can they not get over the hump simply because they just don't have the guys? And very few teams without the guys get over the hump, right? I mean, Dave Bartu talks about this all the time. It's not X's and O's, it's Jims and Joes. But supposedly over the last handful of years, Penn State has compiled those guys.
Yeah, they've gotten better.
And so now you're running out of excuses. It's
yeah, they lose to Ohio State every year.
Yeah.
They're going to lose to Oregon, you think.
I do.
They lost in the Big Ten title game. Now, they did win. Did they win one or two playoff games?
They beat SMU, but they should have beat Notre Dame and didn't.
And didn't.
Well, they beat Boise State, too. So they beat. Yeah. So they got SMU and Boise State in the playoff.
Which was kind of
so, again, I'm talking about against the big boys. Yeah. The Ohio States, the Oregon, Texas.
Even Notre Dame. They should have beat them in the semis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's another one. Yeah, they blew that game. They never win.
No.
I can't trust them.
And I guess my thing is I expected them, with all they have coming back, I expected them to be like, if you would have asked me before the start of the season, Oregon start, Penn State start, right? And I put those two teams, I would have thought Penn State's the one that starts like Oregon and Oregon like Penn State. Like I thought with Oregon, there would be some bumps in the road. You got a new quarterback. You're breaking in three new O-linemen. It's going to take some time. You got a lot of freshmen playing. I just thought it would be kind of bumpy, and that it would, down the road at the end of the year, that would be a team that you didn't really want to play. I don't know why Penn State is having some of the spinning of the wheels that they've had. And maybe that all goes away and they look like gangbusters against Villanova. They get a bye, Oregon comes in, and my opinion of Penn State changes. But having watched Oregon play twice and Penn State play twice, not only is Oregon cleaner and sharper, I'm telling you, it looks different. Oregon looks bigger, faster, deeper, nastier than what Penn State does. I just haven't been impressed with Penn State these last 2 weeks at all.
All right, so next, Fornelli brought up another good point, I thought, and it's something I'd kind of thought about once or twice. I wonder, there is a Big Ten coach that the worry meter may be, the worry meter is going from green to orange.
All right. I'm intrigued.
And he brought it up, and I'm like, I think that's right. And there's a couple stats, too. So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. Well, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're out here at A&A. We're watching the Mets, and they're winning.
Yeah,
2-0.
Yeah, give it
first inning.
Give it time.
How long before they're down 6-2? Who's pitching tonight?
I'm gonna say Peterson's going. I'm gonna say
former Duck.
I'm gonna say fourth inning. We will be down by at least 2 runs.
Fourth inning down 2.
Maybe the fifth. Although all Peterson's right. Like the one guy that occasionally goes into the fifth.
See that, Jake? Aaron Judge. Let's go. We've got a Yankee fan here.
Soon to be MVP, perhaps.
I know you can't hear it on the radio, but it's popping here.
Aaron
it's popping
Judge.
Off.
We've heard a couple of shouts from the tables. There was a second real big uproar maybe from the craps table.
Yeah, those bros all left, but I think they left with some cash. It was going well over there. All right, so I've got two things. We'll get back to the Big Ten in a moment. The coach that's a worry meter, you know, their fans may be worrying a little bit about this guy. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, what's his name? Buckley. Ryan Buckley?
Yes.
You know him?
That's me, yeah.
Hey, there he is. He's our producer, and he did find the Xavier Leggett Guy Fieri interview.
About Raccoon?
This is a red carpet interview at the Kentucky Derby.
And let me just tell you, Xavier is the one conducting the interview, and he is using a hobby horse as his stick mic. And so his audio isn't great. Guy Fieri's a little bit better.
You know what? We were just having a raccoon cooking conversation the other day. Ooh. And a buddy of mine swears he is like the raccoon chef.
Oh, yeah. Raccoon.
He was giving me a whole rundown on it. So, no, I would be down with it. My motto is, we're both hunters, and our motto is, if you're going to hunt it, you got to eat it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I think, are you a raccoon chef?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, give me the breakdown on it. What's the marinade? I want to hear this.
Oh, yeah, so we got a little secret now. I can't give it to you.
You can't give me a secret?
I can't give you a
secret. As chefs, we share as chefs.
Hey, I can't give you a secret now because it's some down in the bottom of South Carolina type of cooking. You know
okay.
But I can tell you how we do it. Now, we put it in the pressure cooker, let the meat fall off the bone, put it in the oven until we're going to chop it up first.
All right.
I'll tell you, we put some little cooked peppers on it and all that.
Okay.
Let that marinate in there. That's how
but it's good eating.
Oh, yeah, it's good eating.
Huh.
Is it? I'm actually kind of shocked that Guy Fieri's like, oh, yeah, I was just talking to some guy the other night about raccoon. It's good, right?
I'm down a rabbit hole right now about eating raccoon.
Is it good?
It sounds like you got to take a lot of precautions.
Well, yes.
You got to make, and by the way, they're saying don't eat, this is from internet, don't eat urban raccoons. Because they have parasites and live in trash.
Yeah.
You want to eat natural wild raccoons. So don't eat a city raccoon.
Okay.
And second, you got to remove the scent glands.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, see, you can't do that. They're located on the back of the hind legs. Definitely remove those.
Why?
Because it's like skunk. They've got a stink.
They have skunk sacks?
Yeah, they got stink sacks. So you don't want to do that. And you got to be careful because they carry a lot of, they carry like roundworms. They can be fatal to humans. So, and that's through raccoon feces. So when you're cleaning the raccoon, you got to be careful not to, to puncture the bowel.
God, makes chicken sound
But they
delicious.
They do compare it to dark meat chicken with a richer, greasier taste.
Gross.
It's very fatty. How about don't eat it? How about no?
I won't.
Raccoons are adorable, and let's not eat them.
So back to the Big Ten. Tom Fornelli was talking about this, and there is a stat that goes with it. But I thought about this before they lost this last weekend, but it's just one game, so it's not, you know, it's not dire straits. But I wonder how Michigan fans feel about Sharon Moore at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like the worry meter is cranking up a little bit there, and that's not to say he's not a good coach.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the stat that Fornelli had, I mean, it doesn't seem it, but, you know, he did beat Ohio State last year.
Yeah.
And the stat that he had was in his 15 games at Michigan as the head coach, 10 of them he's failed to gain 300 yards.
It's not great.
Jim Harbaugh, when he was at Michigan, had 43 games.
Mm-hmm.
He failed to gain 300 yards four times.
Interesting. Now, to be fair, they have not had in Moore's tenure, which has only been the 1 year, and then obviously these two games, they had arguably the worst quarterback situation I've ever seen.
That's fair.
In college, like a major college.
But Harbaugh didn't always have McCarthy.
No, he did not. But also, you know, people forget
McCarthy wasn't that great.
No, Jim Harbaugh struggled. Jim Harbaugh was on the verge of getting fired before the whole, you know, scandal thing happened, and they kind of turned it around. But yeah, I think I've always said for Michigan fan thinks they're Ohio State and they're closer to Wisconsin than they are Ohio State. Just look at it. Michigan, I think, is the most winning program, like they say, of all time. But if you go back and you look at the last 30, you know, 40 years, modern football, yeah, there's two national championships, which is amazing. They had won one in the 90s, right, where they beat Washington State in the Rose Bowl, and then the one they just got. But there is some, there's some down years there where Michigan is not – I just, Michigan, from a talent standpoint, and you look at some of their recruiting rankings, I just think overall, even when Harbaugh was there up until this last thing where they kind of built the bully and were able to kind of beat people up going old school, Michigan is not – I just don't think Michigan is on par with some of those schools. So the fact that they're having a down year after winning a national title, remember, all those guys came back. All those dudes came back for one more run, and J.J. McCarthy, and that was a special year. And then last year, they weren't terrible, but they had some of the worst quarterback play, and now they're playing a two freshman in Bryce Underwood, who, again, is really well thought of, and he's a five-star kid, but he is a freshman, and it didn't look very good against Oklahoma. Oklahoma was just a better team than they were. So I don't know how much of this is it being Sherrod Moore. And again, when you lose a coach as good as Jim Harbaugh, maybe there's a natural step back. But also, I think that Michigan is going to be one of those schools where it's not going to be a 10-year Jim Tressel run. Remember, Jim Tressel won two national titles, right, played in one or two others, and I think went to 9 or 10 straight BCS bowl games. I'm not certain that the Michigan program is that. I think Michigan is it's better than Penn State. It's better than Wisconsin. But I don't think it's Clemson under Dabo. I don't think it's Ohio State under Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel. I just think there's going to be more ebbs and flow in the Michigan program than there is in some of the other, quote, blue bloods.
I wonder if Harbaugh stayed and they got Underwood still.
Yeah.
I wonder if they could be like Dabo and Clemson.
It's possible. But, you know, whatever Sherrod Moore has, to ask him to be Jim Harbaugh, who's one of the better coaches we've seen. And again, I point out, Jim Harbaugh struggled at Michigan for years. So to think that Sherrod Moore, who's never coached before, is going to come in and hit the ground running, I would say that's more of, you know, last year was a blip on the radar. This year with Underwood, I think you want to get back to being competitive and you want to finish in the upper half of the Big Ten. And then another year of Moore's recruits coming in and another year of Bryce Underwood. I think next year is more of the... Yeah, if you win 8 games and you're not really competitive for a Big Ten title next year, then I think it's fair to start kind of asking the questions of is Sherrod Moore the next guy? Because remember, like that's a Mark Helfrich thing, that's a Larry Coker thing. I mean, a lot of guys have taken over really good programs, and you know, 2 or 3 years, you kind of look at it and you're like, yeah, I don't know, but I do think you have to give time. But history will tell you that there's more Mark Helfrich's than there are David Shaw's, who took over for Harbaugh and actually made it better.
Yeah. If I'm a Michigan fan, I'm a little worried about Sherrod Moore.
Yeah, I understand.
Just from what I see.
Yeah.
But Underwood's a nice quarterback.
Didn't look great against Oklahoma.
Well, no, but he's going to be legit.
He has all the pedigree that you want.
All right, in the news is next. Evergreen Public Schools, are they back?
It's like a daily thing now.
It is. Also, I have Damian Lillard news. And if you want the COVID vaccine, you might be out of luck.
That's still a thing.
I love COVID.
I'm just saying. I miss the COVID traffic.
Yeah, me too.
That was...
Nobody was out there.
Can we admit that there were some good aspects to it?
They were all scared.
Yeah. Parking?
Meanwhile, Sook's just Audubon in that thing.
It was pretty bad. I had a Mustang at the time. Whew.
All right, in the news is next. We're live at Alinea Casino on 105.1 The Fan. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.